Have you ever felt chained to your copywriting business and the demands that it puts on you, stretching you so thin? Well, I want to shake that off for you today. In this conversation, we are unraveling the magic of making your business work for you. We get real about the liberation that comes from streamlining your offers and slashing those incessant should-dos that drain your energy and crowd your focus. Stepping into the shoes of a part-time business owner, I reveal how I unintentionally mastered the art of prioritizing time freedom, and Megan backs us up by sharing her own experience of achieving more by working less. We celebrate the art of slow living and the sweet victories our past selves only dreamed about, so you can turn your copywriting business into one that fuels your dreams too. Welcome to the Freedom Found Podcast, the podcast for copywriters and marketers with unruly, against the grain life goals. I'm Crystal Church, copywriter and coach, and together we'll delve deep into everything it takes to grow a profitable, scalable, and fulfilling business from the ground up. Whether you're just starting out or about to hit your next big milestone, I'm bringing you the truth on both the trending and the timeless business growth strategies so you can live out a freedom first, impactful life. Welcome to our community. Hello, and welcome back to the Freedom Found Podcast, where it is all about crafting the life you desire and finding the freedom to live it. I am your host, Crystal Church, and one of my absolute favorite things to do is talk to other copywriters, share our growth stories, and bring insight to one another and our wider circle. And what is even better than that is having a full circle moment with an FFC OG client. And that is exactly what happened when the wonderful, the talented Megan Smythe invited me to have a deeply open conversation on her Blaze podcast. Now, not only was Megan a founding member of our mastermind Freedom Found Collective, but she has gone on to lead her business with all of the values that we bring through in this program. And she's just done it in such a unique way to her, what works for this fulfilling, freedom-focused life that she wants to have. And this is really the foundation of how she wants to live every day, right? So for her, that is nomading around the world. And right now, as I say this, she is exploring the beauties of Greece. And I'm sitting here in New York City about to go and walk across the Brooklyn Bridge for the first time. So we have a lot of conversations about how we actually started to cultivate freedom, bring it into our businesses and our lives, and just live with more flexibility and freedom that we didn't used to have. So in my chat with Megan, we are unraveling the magic of making our businesses work for us so you can make your copywriting business work for you. Let's get into it.
I am joined by my friend and mentor, Crystal Church. We are talking all about simplicity in business and how the path to growth isn't always about doing more, but about doing less better. Crystal is an absolute powerhouse. You guys are going to love her so much. To give you the official bio, Crystal is a full-time world traveler, host of the Freedom Found podcast, and CEO of the KC Copy Studio, where she helps modern brands and ambitious entrepreneurs hit their stretch goals with high-converting copy. The KC Copy brand has served hundreds of clients and customers globally through a blend of research-backed copywriting and business mentorship programs, one of which I have been through, which we're going to talk about in this episode as well. And what I love most about Crystal is her approach to business that really revolves around building the lifestyle that you want and using your business to fuel that lifestyle. We really get into it in this conversation. So if you have been struggling with feeling like you're not doing enough, or you're struggling to juggle all the million things you have going on in your life and business, this episode is for you. Crystal has so much wisdom to share on how you can simplify things, take back your time, and she's also sharing a behind-the-scenes look at how she runs her multi-six-figure business working just part-time hours. So I think you're going to love this conversation, and without further ado, let's get into it. Crystal, thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to have this conversation today.
I am so blessed to be here and just to be in your community. Thank you so much for having me.
I have been looking forward to this for a long time. You and I go way back since the beginning. I feel like years now, possibly 2 years ago, we started chatting in the DMs.
Oh, it's got to be.
Yeah, at least. But for anyone listening who is not familiar with you and how wonderful you are, we want to give them the full backstory. So can you please tell everyone listening how you got started, how you got into copywriting in the first place, and how you ended up here today?
Yes. Well, for the sake of your listeners, I'll give the 10,000 foot overview and then we can dig into whatever is most interesting. But I stumbled into copywriting like I think majority of us do, not knowing what it was, realizing we could write and actually make money, and then stumbling and figuring out our way in this journey and entrepreneurship in general. And in my past life, I was an elementary school teacher. So I did that for almost a decade, but knew deep down that I was meant to have some control, some autonomy over my schedule, over my choices, over the creativity I could have. And I was just tired of feeling stifled. So I learned about copywriting. You'll hear this. I always read a blog. I present it to my partner. I'm like, I have an idea. Somebody said about copywriting. That's how we ended up moving to this tiny island we live on now. I read a blog as well, presented the idea, and here we are. And I started my business off the back of reading about what copywriting was and thinking, you know what? I think I would enjoy this. I think I'd be good at this. And I think I could figure it out. And here I am 4 years later. Tomorrow's our business anniversary. And the business has evolved from me being a solopreneur copywriter to having a boutique copywriting agency on one arm, and then on the other arm, mentorship and coaching for copywriters growing and scaling their businesses.
I love it. I love how you make all your major life decisions based on blog posts also, by the way.
I just hope the algorithm presents something to me and I'm just like, oh, okay, that is interesting.
That's a great idea. That's so inspiring. I love it though, because it really shows you like the power of seeing what's possible. Like you read about someone else doing something and you're like, hey, maybe I could do that too. Like, what do you think about this? We could just go for it. So yes. It's awesome. And happy business anniversary, right, by the way.
Thank you. Honestly, I didn't even remember. I saw the Google Calendar notification. I was like, oh, that's fun. Here we are.
Yeah. Well, I want to rewind a little bit and dig into the early days. And what do you feel like some of the like biggest struggles were when you were first starting? Was it 2020? You started 4 years ago.
2020. So. Yes. Yeah. And this was not intentionally aligned with the pandemic. It just, I happened to quit my teaching job shortly before the pandemic and then started my business March 2020.
Great timing. I mean, you couldn't have planned it better if you tried. There's so many pandemic businesses.
Yeah. And you know what? It actually ended up being a huge blessing in disguise. There were many things that came out of the pandemic, one of which was that the school that both myself and my partner worked at, he's a teacher as well, actually ended up merging with another company. They laid off a lot of teachers, cut salaries, did so much that if we had been within the business, we would not have been able to maintain our lifestyle, travel, and even want to be there any longer. And so hindsight is always 20/20, ironically. And so when I looked back and saw that this aligned with the pandemic, I got in the weeds and got scrappy that year and just built something with my own two hands. It was the absolute best thing that could have happened because it gave us financial security moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah. So incredible. And now, of course, you guys get to work together, which is just like an added bonus that you've been able to build this with Dale too.
That's so true. And, you know, we were actually talking about this recently because he was never supposed to be part of this business. He and I had planned, okay, I quit my teaching job. When I read that blog, I went to him. I was like, I really think that I can do this. And if we create a timeline, we could replace my salary with the business. And then at a certain point in time, you know, a year, year and a half later, you can quit your teaching job and do what you want to do. And so at that time, he didn't know what he wanted to do. I started the business, really got in the weeds and built that up. And that time came when the company was merging and he had to decide, am I going to sign another contract with them or am I going to put in my notice? And we were just in such a beautiful position. I'm so grateful that he could put in his notice. And he took a year off. We moved here to this beautiful island called Mauritius in the Indian Ocean near the Maldives. And there was no intention for him to come and join. He was actually going to create his own business, which is wild for me to look at now because it's like, it makes perfect sense for him just to help me with mine. Thank goodness he decided to do that and jump into it because life is so much better with Dale on your side.
Oh my gosh. I love it. I got to benefit from Dale when I was in the mastermind with you guys. And I just love it. You two work so well together. And it's so funny to even imagine him having his own business. And it's like, I can't imagine Dale Darby Brand. Like, no, I mean, he's wonderful, but he belongs under the Crystal Church umbrella, like with you running the show.
Oh, I'm glad it feels like home. And I honestly think he loves it. He's like, yeah, you go do your thing. You know, you talk to people and everything. And he works really intensively with our clients in the mastermind behind the scenes and on their funnels and marketing. And that is just his zone. And he just does such an epic job at it.
Yeah, you guys have like perfect complementary strengths there. I love it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I feel like we do, but it takes work and we had to figure out how to work together and how to evolve and what that really looks like in terms of me. Like if you really want to get into it, it's like me doing everything myself, then hiring some people and having my team growing and then bringing your partner into the business and being like, "Oh, how do I share? Like how do I share decisions? How do I share responsibilities? How much is too much to put on somebody else? How much is too much to hold close to your chest?" So it's been a learning curve for us for sure, but we're in a really good sweet spot now. And we're just, yeah, we've got both of our zones and it really just complements how we can show up for the business and how we can show up for clients. And that's a win.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I feel all of that so much. Like, same thing for me here. I work with my sister in my business, as you know, and it's always like, especially when you have that relationship and someone you love outside of your business come in, you're like, how much is too much? How much is the right amount? Like,
Yes.
am I asking you? Like, something I remember when we sat down with Mariella in the mastermind, your leadership coach on the advisory board, and she was talking
Yes.
about like hiring a team. And one of the things she said was like, are you expecting your family member or loved one to just read your mind at all times? And I was like, oh no. I'm totally doing
You feel called
that.
out.
I did feel called out, but yeah, I want to get into like that growth trajectory of yours because it's only been 4 years. That's a relatively short time, and you've come a long way from solopreneur Crystal, who is like starting this right when you left your teaching job, to now working with Dale, being able to retire Dale. Then it turned out Dale didn't want to retire and wanted to work with you as well, and grow a
Thank
team, grow the
goodness.
agency. Yeah, exactly, and all of these things. So walk me through like what the early days were like, and like what some of the biggest challenges were then versus now, or like have those changed, or is it still kind of like the same, the same challenges you're still trying to overcome in a different
Oh,
way?
I am so glad you asked this question because I think that at least in my mind, I looked at the entrepreneurial growth trajectory as a continual progression and things constantly changing. And while change is the one constant, I think that there are both things that were very different in my challenges back then and very much the same as what I see today. So I'll break it down for you. In terms of challenges, oh, early days, first of all, you do not know what you do not know. And I knew nothing. I knew
We
nothing.
all
I
know
was figuring
nothing.
out we know nothing. And like for anybody listening, if you feel like it seems like everybody else has their shit together, I promise you they do not. It is all a lie and it is all just us here out here trying and having fun and making it an experimental process. So that's one of the things that has remained the same is I still do not know what I do not know. And I am constantly putting myself in a position to figure that out and say, where are my current blinders and how can I remove them? Like I always talk about this concept of unboxing our existing beliefs. And back then, one of my biggest challenges was the idea of how much I could grow. I did not know what was possible. I thought it was insane that I saw copywriters making 10K months. And as a teacher, it absolutely was. It was insane to me. But I continued to keep an open mind and see more and more and more copywriters earning from doing done-for-you work, earning from passive income, earning from mentorship or consulting, and creating revenue streams in so many different ways. And that allowed me to continue unboxing my own beliefs about what was possible. And I am doing the exact same thing today, unboxing what do I think is possible? What do I think I should be doing? How should I be showing up? How should I be supporting clients and continuing to just challenge myself? And one of the main ways I do that is by finding somebody else who will challenge me. And Dale's a good partner in doing that. But, mentorship and getting in the room with somebody who is able to see what you don't and shed light for you. And so in those early days, I invested in mentorship right away in programs and was really dedicated to figuring out what I didn't know. And that helped solve some of my problems and has been like a continual investment I make in myself and in others to support the business growth. But that will only get you so far because the other challenge is bringing yourself up to the plate every single day and saying, I'm going to keep swinging the bat until this works. I'm going to keep swinging the bat even when it works so that I keep going. So, consistency in so many things, but I think many of us can relate to consistency in marketing. And that was a huge one for me in the beginning where I struggled with that in terms of how do you stay motivated when it feels like nobody is listening to you? How do you stay motivated when it feels like nobody's on your email list? Nobody's reading your emails, you know? And so a lot of it was around mindset, whether it was mindset in how I could grow or mindset in, am I even doing anything that is contributing to a bigger picture that I can see later? And when you're, you know, staring at the paper right in front of your face, you can't see it. You know, you need it to be 5, 10, 20 feet back to be able to get a really clear view of that. And so I worked a lot on mindset, even though I didn't go into this process of entrepreneurship and having a copywriting business thinking the mindset was important at all. You know me, I'm a generally very upbeat, happy person. I was like, mindset, I'm good.
I need that.
But I found one of, I found one of my biggest challenges was thinking that I was all good and not realizing that mindset is just continually developing self, ideas, thoughts, perspectives. And that has made some of the biggest differences in my business. And, you know, we can kind of dig into that more, but I think that this shows up at every stage in business, no matter where you are, and just continuing to work on self. But there are so many other challenges I think that listeners can relate to, from just, you know, figuring out how to design your website, to take brand photos. You should see my first brand photos. I've got like my cat with me, and Dale took them in our apartment bedroom. We're trying to get the light just right from the window, right? It was like challenges of growing a business on a budget and really just trying to figure out every little piece from scratch. But the one string that like pulls everything together is just consistently showing up, putting in the work, being willing to do it when nobody's listening, and unbox those beliefs and expand into the next version of you at every stage.
Yeah. So good. I love the image of Dale taking your brand photos with the cats and everything. That's so similar to my own story. My sister took my first brand photos on like her iPhone. And I remember we did them in like my mom's house because my mom was undergoing like a big house renovation. So she didn't have furniture. We had this blank wall. And I'm like, perfect. We'll do it. My mom was like standing over us with a light, like a lamp without the shade on, trying to get like the just right lighting. Like, you had to be scrappy in those early days. And there's a million things to figure out along the way. I read something recently that was like, when you first enter a new field or like start some new venture, it feels like there's a million things you need to learn how to do right off the bat. Like you said, take the brand photos, build the website, figure out like bookkeeping and mindset and marketing and all this stuff. But at the end of the day, it actually comes back to like a few core principles. And if you understand those, then like everything else is just an offshoot of that, which I think is true in entrepreneurship for sure. There's a million things, but like they come back to the same key principles. So I think one of those is what you said, the mindset and being able to continually shift your perspective and challenge yourself. So I would love to know, like what do you think the core principles are then of running a business like in this field? And what have some of those perspective shifts been for you?
Oh, this is such a great question. And it really depends on the person themselves, I think, because this comes down to what is your big vision and what kind of business are you operating and trying to grow? So for me personally, and this will look different for others, but for me personally, my goal is to operate a lean, very profitable business that continues to scale without demanding more of my time. I want it to continue to demand less of my time and be like, what? You don't need me? I'm confused, right? Feel like opposite of attachment issues here, and really just have the business in many ways kick me to the curb and let me operate it autonomously with the systems and team and the way that we've got our revenue streams set up. That's going to look very different for somebody else who's operating. Like, we're working with a copywriter right now and she's growing a very large scale agency. She wants to be involved in every single piece of it and she just thrives in that environment. So while there are going to be some similarities, for me, I think first and foremost, we need to get very clear on where you're going. And that's got to be one of the core tenets in your business, is having that. And you know, I talk about this a lot, having that big vision, and it's allowed to change and it's allowed to develop, but it has to remain your North Star. And that means constantly revisiting and saying, what am I here for? What am I doing this for? Like, why am I sitting down every single day? A, asking these types of questions will help you get through the monotony of tasks, but B, it'll make sure that you don't wake up in 6 months, in 12 months, or in 5 years with a business that you don't like, with a business you want to burn to the ground and start from scratch on. So I think the first tenet is really aligning constantly with that vision and saying, what am I here to create? And the next piece is really like looking at, yes, the mindset of how you can grow, and that might challenge your big vision and allow you to push it and expand it in different ways. And then adding in continual professional development. I mean, I'm a teacher. I can't sit here and not talk about how important it is to continue pushing yourself, continue learning. And that's done in two ways. It's done by getting the experience from somebody who's done something that you have not, or by you going out and doing something that you have not. It's as simple as that. And I guarantee if you feel like you are stagnant, if you feel like you've tried stuff that has not worked, that's okay. It happens to all of us. But if you continually do that over and over and over, you are going to find new ideas that contribute to you growing in your mindset and in your business to your ultimate big vision goal. And so professional development has been really key for me. And I include mentorship in that too. You know, sitting down one-on-one like this with somebody being able to tell me what has worked for them that I didn't even consider was an option for me before, or see my own blind spots, answer questions I didn't know I needed to ask. And then the next piece I would say is you consistently showing up and selling. And I know even hearing me say that, some listeners are going to automatically have a nervous system response to that, where it's like, oh, whoa.
Selling? No way. Yeah.
Wait, I thought that I could just, I mean, let's talk about challenges different from 2020 to 2024. 2020, yes, you had to sell and you needed to know how to sell, but you did not need to try as hard to sell then as you do now in 2024. And that's a reality a lot of coaches don't talk about, is a lot of people are like, oh, look what I did back then. And I grew my business in this many months to this revenue point. I did it. You can go do it. It's like, no, the market is very different today. You know how different social media is today, how consumers are interacting and engaging. And at the end of the day, that means that we have to show up and sell differently. And a huge part of business, I mean, the only part of business that matters before anything else, is can you sell something? Because you're not in business if you cannot sell something and bring in revenue. And then everything comes after that, right? Being able to make an impact only happens when you can actually bring revenue into the business. Being able to actually create opportunities for you and your brand, all of this stems from you actually waking up to sell.
If you're listening to this right now and thinking, oh my God, that's me. I hate selling. I want to make sales, but I don't want to have to sell in my business. I have something special for you. Conversion Crash Course is my new 2-week email series to help you close more sales in just 2 minutes a day. This is not your average PDF freebie. These are short and sweet emails. They're fun, they're actionable, and they are designed to help you land more clients and better serve your current ones. And the best part is 100% free. I had so much fun creating this email series, and I know you're going to love it too. So go and sign up for free at megansmythe.com/conversion or head to the link in the show notes.
So this is an overlooked core tenet I see so many copywriters ignore, shove under the couch, try not to, you know, bring into their daily or weekly routine, because we want to just have people come to us who really value the copywriting skill set that we have and are there at our door saying, it's time for me to redo my website, please hire me, or, you know, write my funnel. But at the end of the day, like, the market has shifted, as I have said, and if you don't take consistent action towards selling, you're not protecting yourself either in this economy or going forward in the future. This isn't a doomsday chat, but it's just to say a lot of people have gotten complacent and forgotten that this is a core tenet in business. And the fact of the matter is, there's no business without it. So I could not go through this conversation without mentioning that. And if you're sitting here being like, oh, I feel so called out, Crystal is saying I need to sell and I know I haven't been actively showing up, that is okay. You know, today is the first day of the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's so true. And it's like anything else. It's a skill you can learn. I hear so many women say to me in business, like, well, I'm just not a salesperson. It's just not my thing. Like, I just don't like it. Like, it's not for me. And I'm like, you can learn. You learn how to do every other part of your business. This is the exact same. And if you feel uncomfortable with it, it's probably because you're avoiding it, which is just compounding the
the effect of discomfort. Yes. The more you avoid it, the more it sits there in the corner of your life, taking up all this like mental energy and space. So I'm so glad that you touched on that, because like you said, you cannot survive in business without sales. That has to come first. And once you have that, like you said, like grow your income, grow your impact. That's what fuels everything else. So I'm so glad that you brought that up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you know, you're so right. It's so easy for us to continue to tell ourselves we're bad at sales or tell ourselves we don't like sales. And I would have said the very same thing back in 2020, starting my business. I was not trying to sell. I was just like, okay, please like hop on my email list. And if I give some value, hopefully people will buy some stuff. And it was easier back then. Like that's the truth. But at the end of the day, if I hadn't have developed sales skills over time, you wouldn't be seeing me sitting here with the business that I have today. So let this be your motivation. If you know you've been needing to get into it more, and it's time to start. And remember, consistency breeds success.
Yes, I love it. Thank you for saying it. That is absolutely a core truth of business. So I'm glad we touched on that. Today's conversation is also about simplicity, something else that you talk a lot about and are a proponent of in business, all about doing less to grow more or doing less better. So can you walk us through how that's shown up in your business and what kind of changes you've made as your business has grown to simplify as you grow?
Ooh, this one is so near and dear to my heart because it is literally the reason that I am sitting here today as happy as I am in my business, because I have made so many changes. Around the time we met a couple of years ago, I started shifting and making these changes and simplifying so much. And I've taken this now in many iterations, and the business is so different than it was when I first started out, when I initially grew with the team, initially started my micro agency to where it sits now. And I'm going to take you back to the beginning first so that you understand why we got to this point. In the beginning, solopreneur, doing it all, hiring people, everybody's like, you need a team, you need to do this, you need to do that. And that means I'm layering on my own responsibilities. From I need to show up on this social platform to I need to show up on this social platform to I need to show up on this one, right? And I need to be doing the, you know, interviews and writing guest articles, and I need to be also serving clients, and I need to have 5 different primary offers, and I need to sell them all. And as a solopreneur or somebody with contractors helping them, that is a huge ask. That is a very tall order that I cannot fill, but I kept trying to. I kept trying day in and day out to get everything done that I had on my plate. Now, to be fair, I put these things on my plate, right? I layered the pieces on, and I have to give my past self credit and say, I only knew what I knew back then. I can say now I've unboxed some beliefs. I've unseen what I thought that I needed the picture to look like and repainted it. And what I realized was I had so much that I had collected from advice online, from what I'd seen other people doing, to what I thought a successful business needed to look like. And I created, let's call it like a mini monster, right? It was great. And not a monster in a sense that it was awful, but it was just like this thing I was trying to tame, constantly running around, trying to do it all. I was frazzled. I was exhausted. And I had these moments in the business where I was like, oh, cool. I've got everything under control for a few months. And then it would all rise up again. Like as soon as the business continued to grow more, I would try one more new initiative. It was the straw that broke the camel's back. And I started to realize, you know what? I don't actually think I need all of this. I think that this is clutter and I need to Marie Kondo my way out of this effing situation. And so it slowly started to happen. And this was a lot of mindset work of unboxing what I thought I needed to have in terms of a team structure. That was the first big one. And I went from having a team 4, I believe it was at that time, of like my core team. And then I had other copywriters helping in the agency, but just the core team, to it just being now me and Dale. And of course, we've got an assistant. That is it. So stripping away so many roles that I thought were required. And this allowed me to free up my time because I was no longer managing 4 people every day. And I was no longer waking up being like, oh, I need to get back to so-and-so and so-and-so is waiting for me on this. And so-and-so needs X, Y, and Z. And that took up a lot of space in my mind. And as soon as I started restructuring the business, and letting these roles shift into other things, using AI to replace some of it, which that's a polarizing topic, you know, and really just restructuring the back end of the business. First of all, I had so much relief because I could breathe. Second of all, now I'm not working full time because half my time was going to managing people and I didn't even know that. And third of all, it's allowed us to grow in a much different way. And the team is just one layer of the simplicity. But I think it's important to see where the industry is telling us we need to be, that we need to be doing all the strategies, showing up in all the places and, you know, be growing this team, but actually start to understand that your business has to be aligned with your big vision, going back to that core tenet that we're starting with. And I let mine get way off course because I was creating a business that other people were telling me that I needed to create. Right. And at the end of the day, I realized it was no longer aligned. My big vision did not have me sitting, managing people on team meetings, on team reviews, doing all of this BS all day that I really didn't want to do. I just wanted to write copy and mentor people. That is all I care about. That's what I'm most passionate about. I didn't want to do all of this other stuff. And so the team was the first, I would say, spark in building simplicity into my business. But oh, we have gone so much further now. So the way I like to think about it is if you're looking at your time spent right now, if you're listening and you're working an average, let's say 40-hour work week, and you feel like you're juggling all the things, right? And you feel like at the end of the day, you're not really sure what you accomplished and you feel a little bit guilty or you're shaming yourself a little bit. I've been there. That was me back then. Then what's probably happening is you're taking all of your normal responsibilities from client work, from you actually running the backside of your business, and you're shoving that into a day and then trying to also shove in all of the marketing, all of the other ways that you're supposed to show up, the ways you're supposed to sell X, Y, and Z. And you're really working what's probably a 60-hour week in your 40-hour week, which is stressing you out and you can't do anything properly. Or option B is you are doing all of that not in 40 hours, you're doing all of it in 50 or 60, or I talk to copywriters sometimes who are working like 70-hour weeks and they still don't feel like they're getting enough done. Your time management is like one piece of simplicity. That's just one piece, but that's something we can get under control and in order. I tell you from experience, the second piece is actually starting to look at what is clogging up your time. And this really comes down to the other tenet we talked about. You set this up perfectly. That is sales. Where are your sales coming from? And a huge problem I see is people having these scalable product suites with multiple different potential offers. They've got done-for-you services, they've got templates, they've got programs, and they're trying at different points in the year to do so many different things. Launch them, promote them, fill them, whatever that is. This is totally okay if you are trying to just grow your revenue and you're like, okay, I've got offers that serve different people at different stages at different points in time. If you are trying to scale, which means make more, get more output with the same amount of input. So I don't want to work more hours, but I want to get more money, right? If you are trying to scale, there's a huge problem with that because if you're a solopreneur or somebody with a small team, you can't actually go in and like sell every single one of those offers effectively, right? It is going to take so much of your time and bandwidth. And even if you just think about a launch runway, how much time you need for that, your calendar isn't going to allow for it. You're always going to be going into launch. So what I realized over these 2 years was I needed to simplify my offer suite. I needed to get really clear on what I'm most passionate about and prioritize that. And it doesn't mean I can't do other things. It just means that I'm putting my main focus into one or two core offers and allowing those to build simplicity into the business. So for me, we've got the agency as our micro agency. It is not something that we want to scale further. So that's really just maintaining. So if you are listening and you still do done for you copywriting right now, that can be just your done for you work with clients. Then for me, it's our mastermind, Freedom Found Collective that you mentioned earlier. That is what I'm most passionate about, is helping people scale. So that is where majority of our energy goes. So we've got the agency work that just maintains in the background. I spend less than 5 hours a week on that. And then the rest of my time, I get to focus on one offer, on one set of clients, and like pouring my heart into that instead of trying to sell that and a masterclass and a course, right? And another program. And this meant I had to shed a lot. So wherever you want to dig into next, we can go there. But I shed a lot. We ended up at this point, and it has just created so much ease, so much simplicity in my business. And it can do the same for you too, no matter what stage in business you are. And part of it is just starting by unboxing the belief that you need to do what everybody's telling you you need to do, because you don't.
Yes. Absolutely. That, in my mind, is another core tenet of business. That's something I will talk about all day long, is like, stop following the shoulds. And that's something I used to do. It's something we're all guilty of, especially when you're newer in business. But that is, I would say, like, the biggest thing that I personally have had to unbox, to use your terms, is to stop listening to the noise, put the blinders on, and figure out, like, what do I actually enjoy? What do I actually want out of this business? Because, like you said, it is surprisingly common to talk to entrepreneurs who end up with a quote-unquote successful business, but hate the business. Like, it's sucking the life out of them, and they're exhausted. It's more common than people talk about, for sure.
Yes, it is. And you were so right. Like, the shoulds are everywhere. Let's just stop.
Let's stop with the shoulds. But to go back to what you said, oh my gosh, so much to dig into here. We could go in all the directions. But I want to kind of peel back the layers here, because you obviously, like you said, simplified a lot of different areas of business. There's offers, marketing strategies, team, all the things. So, like, if someone's listening to this and they know they're doing too much, like, they're trying to do it all, maybe they're a solopreneur or have like a small team or an assistant helping them, and they know they're spread too thin, working too many hours, where do you start? Like, how did you really hone in on what was essential and what was the fluff? Obviously, managing people, that was obvious once you thought about, you know, you didn't want to do that. But what about things like offers and marketing, and where you were spending like your day-to-day time? How'd you figure that out?
Okay. So first thing, I'm going to give you some advice. And this is what our leadership coach, Mariela De La Mora, teaches it in one of her initial sessions with our women inside the program. And I think this is so good. You need to go home and do this. And this is a journaling exercise. So, and if you're not into journaling, I encourage you to try it. I had Dale sit down and do a journaling exercise with me yesterday. He did not want to, but he did it. And at the end, he was like, oh, I feel so much better. So this is going to give you so much clarity. Her assignment to our gals was, I want you to write a job description for you in 1 year. So what does your job description look like in 1 year's time? I want you to write out how you feel. So a little bit more on the soft side than a typical job description, but write out, how do you feel in your role? Then write out, what are your responsibilities? How are you showing up in terms of working hours, right? In terms of who is able to contact you, who you need to be in touch with. What does your role feel like on both a daily basis, but also weekly and monthly? How much space do you have? White space to play? You know, really thinking about, what do you want out of this? We have to answer this question first. And that's why I love so much that Mariela thought of this, because if we go into, okay, I'm going to simplify and I'm going to shed things away, we're coming from a place of strategy. And strategy is a necessity, but it has to first come from what we ultimately want. And again, that goes to the big vision. So where you want to be in 1 year's time is going to help you get to where you want to be in 5 years' time. So here's the little catch. At the end of her activity, our gals did this and wrote up the job descriptions. And at the end, she said, okay, I kind of tricked you. We are not going to create this in a year's time. We're actually going to work on creating this now. And here's the biggest challenge. We so often think that we are stuck in a box of what we're currently doing. We think we need a certain timeline to change it or get out of it. But most of the time, aside from some logistical areas, most of the time, we are creating the box and we are in control of it. So if you think that you need to, or you would like to, you know, work, let's say 30 hours a week instead of 40. If you would like to stop working with done-for-you clients, or I was talking to a copywriter this week and she wants to pass off all of the research phase of her project to a junior copywriter. So she doesn't have to get on interviews, do the message mining, and she just wants to write the copy. Fantastic. Instead of waiting a year to do that, what changes could we make in the next 30 to 90 days to make that a reality now? And so many things on that list are possible to bring into your reality so much sooner. Once we identify how you want to work, then we identify, okay, let's simplify the business in accordance to your vision and how you feel showing up every day. If we simplify it with any other lens, you're going to wake up and feel like something isn't a fit. Something does not work. So you have to start there. Then we say, what is the primary way that you want to be supporting people? This should be, and if we're talking about scaling your business, so if you're a copywriter making, let's say, 7 to 10K a month, and you're like, I'm ready for some passive income. I am ready to take a program I've had in the past, or I want to make a new one, and I want to launch that and bring in revenue outside of me trading my time for writing, then that's what I mean by scalable. So if you want to have a scalable offer, whether that's an agency where you're not doing all the writing, a program, templates, or courses, then we want to identify what's the one scalable offer that you want to have going forward. And it doesn't mean you can't have others. Like if you look at my arsenal, I have other digital products. But if you look, I'm also not focused on selling those. They sell, you know, here and there on the website. Sometimes we'll, you know, do different things with funnels and promotions. But otherwise, you'll see the majority of the time we're focused on our one scalable offer. And this means we can get really effing good at one thing. So when you decide the scalable offer you want to simplify to, then your marketing just falls into place. It simplifies so much already, because if you were trying to sell five things, like writing sales pages, and maybe you've got a course for writing sales pages for people who can't afford your done for you, and maybe you've got a template for that too. Now, instead of trying to grow and sell three things, you're selling one thing. You're going to get really, really good when you show up over and over and over doing one thing. You're going to get way better than everybody else who's trying to do 50, right? So we simplify marketing too and say, you don't need to show up everywhere. Master one platform. When that's mastered, when that's on lock, then you can layer in the next piece. And that's what we teach clients to do, is consistently layer in pieces of the business that will support your long-term vision, but also support your current lifestyle. Because, you know, you and I could talk all day long about business is not just about the revenue, it's about what it lets you do in life. And so all of this simplicity is to help you enjoy how you work, enjoy how you show up, and enjoy life while you're actually building. You know, we're not just saving for retirement to enjoy it later. If you're listening to this episode thinking, okay, I know that I have so much potential sitting under me. I may have tried things that haven't worked. I may have already been working on something to help grow my revenue without my time. And there is so much possibility for me to be able to live a life with more freedom, with more flexibility, and just step into something that feels really fulfilling and good to you, where you can also create a greater impact. Well, I am excited to tell you that we are enrolling the last few spots for our next small group intimate cohort of our mastermind Freedom Found Collective. This is a mastermind that helped set Megan up for the success. And inside, I am teaching our Freedom in 4 system that is literally what I have done to create a multi-six-figure business and growing without me sitting down and working on one-to-one projects every single day and being able to create a greater impact with our wider community. So if that is something that you are interested in, if you feel called to do something bigger, to create another revenue stream in your business and free up your time so you can live more of your life, then apply to Freedom Found Collective, to our next cohort, by clicking the link in the show notes, or hop over to Instagram and send me a DM with the letters FFC. The women that we are bringing into this room already, I am so excited, so filled up about, and you might just be the perfect addition to this room. And let me tell you, as I sit here in New York City right now, there is something magical about getting in the room with people, about getting new ideas, new perspectives, learning from what others are doing. And that is what has truly made the difference in my business over and over and over again. So pause this episode right now and click the link in the show notes now to apply to the next cohort of Freedom Found Collective, or hop over to Instagram and DM me the letters FFC. Okay, back to the episode. Just wow. Full circle moment for me. Having this conversation with Megan just gave me goosebumps. It really gave me this hindsight ability to look back at this 10,000 foot view and see how not just Megan, but how my life and so many of the lives of the copywriters that we've worked with have shifted and changed. And really what we're here to do, which is create a greater impact in our lives, our community, and yes, make revenue, but as a tool to allow us to live our best lives. If this is getting you fired up, if you are ready to create a future that you feel really damn good about, that you want to wake up for every single day, apply to join Freedom Found Collective Mastermind. The link is in the show notes. You can pause this episode right now and go click that, answer a couple of questions, and get on a free strategy call with me. And I am not kidding when I say strategy. We will sit down together,
you and I, and walk through my diagnostic tool so that you get next steps on what's keeping you stuck, what you need to do to move forward, and how you can do that. So you will walk away with so many ahas from this call, I promise you. And if it's a good fit, we can talk about the mastermind. Now, all you need to do to snag one of those, we just have a few of those spots, is go to the link in the show notes or hop over to Instagram and DM me the letters FFC. And I will see you on our strategy call together.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So good. There's so much I want to dig into here, but I want to take a second and pause and go back to the job description that we started with and what you said about creating the life you want now instead of waiting. I can feel listeners, you know, taking that in and like taking all of the notes here as we have Teacher Crystal dropping all the wisdom. But I really want to highlight that for people because it's something that's come up a lot in my conversations with clients, especially consulting clients, where we're trying to build these like sales funnels and strategies that support them in their business and like marketing strategies that feel good to them and all of this. And they say to me like, you know what, I don't really want to work with this type of client, or like one day I would love to have this system in place so I don't have to worry about like, you know, manually selling my offers or showing up on social media when I don't want to and all these things. And it's always one day, right? It's like one day I'll revisit that. I'll build out that system. I'll launch that passive income stream, whatever it is they're dreaming of. And it's like, okay, well, how can we start to create that today? Because you can start at the very least, you can start building that so that, you know, 6 months from now, a year from now, like that time will go by in an instant and you'll be on the other side of it with something and be so glad that you started today. I just wanted to reiterate that for people because it's something that I went through as well. It's like you're waiting and waiting for the perfect time, for permission, for that next milestone or whatever it is. And it's like, you can start that right now. You can start creating that life, like Crystal said. And Marielle is a genius, first of all. I love that twist at the end. Like, actually, yes. How can I do that now? Like, how do you want to be showing up in your business? How do you want to be working? How do you want to be supporting people? I think that's so key.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? You really said something so poignant there, which is like, we actually could start right now in terms of not everything is going to line up and feel perfect. And there's not going to be a moment when you're like, I am ready. I am now ready to change my systems, to change the way I'm doing business. It's like, ready is a lie. And at the end of the day, most of the time, this will come from hitting either some big aha moment where you just get clarity on seeing your business. And maybe that's from listening to this, or maybe that's from having a conversation with somebody and them helping you see where you're spending your time and your energy and it doesn't feel right. Or it's going to come, and here's the honest truth, from a rock bottom moment. And that's actually where this started for me. This was a holy shit. What have I been doing? I'm only seeing this now after hindsight that the way I've set up everything is actually backwards to what I want and what I need as like this scale of a business. And so it's going to come eventually. I would say get ahead of it and let yourself just start to breathe more into the idea that you can have what you want. You do deserve everything that you want. And there is no moment where you need to wait to be anointed to change your business or do something in a different way or start a scalable offer. You have full autonomy and control over starting to take those steps now. Even if, like Megan said, not everything can change at once, you can start.
Yeah. Life is too fucking short, my friends, listening to this. Like, you do not have time to build the business that you don't really want just because it's, you know, what's going to pay the bills. Something I like to think about is, if you don't have the business you want right now, how can you use that almost as like go back to when, if you did a side hustle phase before going full time and you were working your full time job and you're like, this day job is not, you know, fulfilling. It's not what I want to do, but I'm building this other thing on the side. How can you use your current business kind of as that old day job to, you know, pay the bills while working on what you're really passionate about and building that up to where you want it to be? That's another way to look at it, of like, how are we actually going to start creating this? Because you've probably already done that. You probably already have experience like growing those two things simultaneously. And when you really want something, you'll find a way to make it happen and prioritize the time for it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And isn't that so much better than in 2 years or 5 years saying to yourself, oh, I wish I'd done that. I wish I'd started that earlier.
That's the worst feeling. And let me tell you, I made a lot of changes in my business last year and I'm just sort of, it's still a work in progress, but like starting to come out the other side and see some of these like shifts and pivots start to pay off. And it's the best feeling in the whole world. And you can look back and be grateful. And like, of course, I'm so grateful to my team, my clients, all the people that like supported me along the way. But I was like, you know what? I'm actually really grateful to my past self for like just doing the hard thing and putting the work in. Like, she deserves, she was going through it, but she kept showing up and did the hard thing. And that's how I want all of you listening to feel as well.
Oh, you need to just celebrate that and just say thank you, past self. And when you do that, it also just acknowledges that it's safe to make changes for your future self and for you to be like, actually, this did work out.
Exactly. I love that. It's safe to make changes and to take that scary next step. Mm-hmm. I love that. That is a beautiful note to start to wrap up on. And you said the word celebrate. So we're going to get into the savor and celebrate bonus round. Are you ready for this?
I am so ready.
All right, Crystal, what is something you're savoring right now?
Oh, I am savoring a part-time work schedule.
Yes. Tell us more. I know we talked about how you achieve this, but like, what is that part-time work schedule allowing you to do? What are you doing with all that extra time?
Well, you want to know what? It's interesting. It happened intentionally by accident. So I didn't actually realize that I was doing it until last week when a mentor of mine was like, we were talking about, you know, upcoming goals and things like that. And, you know, one of the things on my list has always been to prioritize time freedom. And they were like, well, let's take an assessment. Like, let's look at the data. How many hours a week are you working right now? And then we can kind of judge, you know, what we might want to shift and change. And I tallied it up and I was like, oh, wait. Wait a second, I'm already working 30 hours a week, which is tends to be the maximum and sometimes less than that, more like 25, depending on what I'm doing. Not to say sometimes I don't work more depending on what's coming up, what I'm passionate about, but that's the biggest thing. Like, that is allowing me to be passionate about things, to say, what do I want to fill my work opportunities with? Conversations like this that like fill me up. And this has allowed me to just have the flexibility within work, but then also obviously life. And we live in this beautiful island nation, Mauritius. Now we're moving to Barcelona, Spain in a few months. And it has just allowed me the flexibility to say, I want to take slow mornings. I usually don't get started for several hours at work because I'm up, I'm either going to the beach, going on a walk, going on my paddleboard, or I'm going to the gym. And then I kind of just dig into work whenever I feel like it. To be honest, that's usually about 10:30 these days. And that feels really freaking good because I know what it's like to wake up at the crack of dawn and work till, like, you know, it's midnight and burn that midnight oil. And not to say there won't be seasons of busyness in the future, which I very much welcome because other great things can come with that. But I'm just really savoring right now what it feels like to just have a nice peace throughout the day of doing what I like, you know, being able to feel passionate when I'm at my desk doing my work, but then just have that freedom throughout the day to feel peace and ease and choice.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Thank you, first of all, for sharing that. I'm so glad you said that because I also have been working part-time hours, usually around 25, like 30 hours max, like you, and starting like later in the morning. And it's something I struggled with for a long time. I started like last year, I definitely worked less hours than I had previous years in my business. And I really struggled with like the mental aspect of feeling like, oh, I should be doing more and kind of feeling guilty that I wasn't putting that time in. And this year I am also really trying to make that shift. Like, no, it is a gift that I can. And I will say also, I'm making more money now than I did when I was working 40 plus hours a week.
Isn't that how it goes?
I know, it's crazy. And to anyone listening who's like, oh, well, you guys don't know what it's like. Oh, we've been there. And
no, we know.
I think it comes down. We know. We have been there. I have done it all. Like, from, I remember when I was writing copy for like $20 an hour and working, you know, 40 plus hour weeks, more than full time. And I think that's why today's conversation is going to be so valuable for so many people, is looking at like, what can we cut back? What can we focus on to do more of the most impactful things and kind of cut the rest? Because that's what gets you to this point. So all that to say, thank you for sharing. I love that answer.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. This is huge. And that means like, while you are traveling the world, you literally get to enjoy it. Like, I know so many quote unquote digital nomads who travel around, but they're working 40, 50 hours a week. So they don't actually get a lot of time to go out and see the beautiful places that they're in. So I'm so happy for you. And I also think this is a really good reminder to just sit and reflect on like, what do you currently have that past self you would be so happy for and that you haven't realized yet? Like, I had no idea I'd already hit that goal and just it came about by surprise. And it would be so easy for me to continue on and not actually recognize that I got somewhere that I was trying to get to. So let this be a little reflection moment for you if you're listening, that there are things happening right now that you once dreamed of, right? Yeah. You once dreamed of that first client, that 10th client, that higher paying client, that time off, that freedom. You know, what is it right now that past you would be like, oh, you did it, girl. I'm so proud of you.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I would love to know, like, first of all, okay, we're getting sidetracked here, but I do want to know, it's going to tie in the next question, which is something that you've celebrated recently. But I did want to share like what my moment was, because I want, if you're listening to this, I would love, send me a DM, tell me what yours is, or like tag us on Instagram stories at Coffee and Meg and share your little celebration moment. Because for me, I had one of those moments just yesterday. And I just gotten off a call with like a dream consulting client. She was so lovely. We're making such great progress on her business and aligning on like where she wants to go and building this life that she wants. And I got off that call feeling so good. And then I went for a walk under the Parthenon in Athens. And I was like looking up at the lights and I was God. Like 19-year-old me would be losing her mind if she realized like that this was even possible. And like, yes, there are minor, you know, hiccups and things along the way, but it's like, look at where you are right now, like Crystal said, and like what your past self would think about it. I think that very humbly puts things in perspective, because I still have those like minor speed bumps along the way if something doesn't go. Crystal and I were recording this podcast and my Wi-Fi cut out for like 30 seconds. Like things, I almost got pulled into passport control the other day and like almost missed a flight. Like things go wrong. But when you keep it in that perspective of like, look where you are right now, like look what your past self would think. I think that's such a beautiful sentiment. So
you said it so well.
Well, that brings me to my question, Crystal, which is what's something you have celebrated recently in personal life or business?
Something I have celebrated or celebrated with?
Oh, well, both. Because my third question is, what's your favorite way to celebrate? So you can tie them together if you want. And you can tell me how you celebrated it as well.
Oh, well, I would say, I mean, this is more of a personal life celebration. And it's also how I'm celebrating it. So I don't know if that makes it meta. But I have, in the last year, and we've been doing this, my partner and I, repetitively, which is spoiling ourselves with slow travel. And this is something that we never really had the luxury to do before. And as teachers, we worked at international schools around the world. We had a lot of opportunities to go on trips on school breaks, which tended to be quite short. It was very rushed. We would, on one trip in Eastern Europe, we squeezed 5 countries in to 5 days. This is no joke. So now we are continuing to just celebrate the flexibility we have in our business by taking and structuring things. So we know, hey, you know what? Later in the year, we're going to want to take 3 months off in a row. And maybe we'll work one of those months and take the other 2 actually out of office, you know? Or maybe like we'll take a full month off. We did this in June and we went on a road trip around Yellowstone and went and visited my nieces, which was amazing. And we just scheduled a impromptu trip to New York City and we're spending more time there so we can just enjoy it and live life and just see what that is like. And so this is one of those moments that past me would be like, what? Stop. How are you doing that? I'm so excited. Can I, you know, jump forward into that life? And like you said, there are always things that come up. Like life is still normal life. You know, it's not like everything is perfect all the time, but this is just one of those huge wins that I've been able to experience and celebrate with literally doing the exact thing that I'm so happy to have.
Oh, that's so lovely. Oh my gosh. I'm so happy for you and for Dale and this life that you guys have created together. It's just so great. Okay. Crystal, I'm sure by now everyone listening to this is like, where can I get more of this lady if they do not already follow you on the internet? And they're like, I need more Crystal Church in my life. Where can they find you? Tell everyone the best place to connect with you. And then I want to talk about FFC as well.
Yes. Okay. So come and hang out with me on Instagram, especially Instagram stories. That is my jam. My handle is crystal.church. That's KRYSTLE.church. And if you want to learn more about growing and scaling your copywriting business, if you're a copywriter, I just released this secret podcast for copywriters. And I'm covering inside of it what I have not heard anybody else talking about in the copywriting space. And that is building a business in tandem with your lifestyle that is simplified and allows you to scale to 30K plus months. So if you want to listen to the secret podcast, it's a limited series. So I'm literally walking you through the strategies and the steps, start to finish. And that is found at crystalchurch.com/private podcast. Then we've also got a newsletter, which is called the Copy Classroom. And if you want to learn copy education and you're not at that point of scale, or you are, or you love that professional development, then you can always join me there too.
Yeah. So good. You guys, I just finished listening to the podcast on a flight the other day. And I was like, I'm taking so many. I was furiously taking notes on like my memo notes on my phone. Like I was just all the things. Like Crystal puts her teaching expertise to good use, let me tell you. So definitely go check that out. I'll make sure all the links are in the show notes for listeners as well. And then lastly, please tell us about the Freedom Found Collective Mastermind, which I am now a alumni of. And I'm also happy to share my experience. But Crystal, give us the big overview of what this program is, who it's for, all the things.
You are so sweet. And you're like an OG. Like, seriously, this is just and our relationship just from then to now, it's just been so great to be able to connect and just like see you, you know, continue to evolve in who you are. Like business aside as well, it's just like been so beautiful. And obviously in supporting your business as well, that's just been such a gift. But Freedom Found Collective is, it's really evolved since our original OG cohort. And that gave us the foundation to say, oh, wait a second, like we are onto something here. How can we continue to evolve this and serve women at an even higher level? So this is a mastermind for scaling entrepreneur copywriters. And that means the women coming into this group, you know, Megan, it's like, we are quick to ideate and implement. Like we are getting out there and we are making moves. And it's really for those who are ready to take their business up to their next six figures and beyond that. So most of our copywriters come to us earning between $7,000 and $30,000 a month in their business. And we continue to help them scale up toward that $500,000 mark and more. And we do this in three primary ways. So the first is we have our board of advisors, which is the exact same core group that you got to have, Megan. It's Mariella, our incredible leadership and mindset coach. It's Dale, who is all things funnels and marketing, and me, business development coach. And we really walk hand in hand with our copywriters. And to be honest, I'll tell you that here's the tea. We're even considering dropping the mastermind name and creating a different name because this has truly evolved into a program that's a true partnership. It's like, you know, we are really showing up 100%. You're showing up 100% for your business. And we are here to help you grow and scale in like complete tandem with your lifestyle every single step of the way. So that means we've got our board of advisors helping facilitate our framework, which is our Freedom in Four framework, where we're focusing on simplicity as the theme for your offer, for your leads and sales, and for your systems. And within that, we've got your life by design. So when we have all of those pieces working in tandem together, then we're creating the lifestyle that you really want to step in with. And the final piece is we have just created this partnership through a lot of data and a lot of active analysis of what's working in the business, how you're, and it's not just about the business, it's also how you're feeling, how you're spending your time. And we really track all of this in our custom tracker to say, hey, Megan, have you been working like 65 hours a week for the past few weeks? Because I've noticed that. Let me check in with you and let me see, is that because this is a particularly busy season, or what can we shift in the business to help bring it into a place that makes you feel really good? And like you said earlier, make more without working more. So we use those three things in tandem in the program and then really just have this cohesive community alongside of it in a tight-knit environment. So, you know, it's all about small group for us and keeping a really high caliber of program and focusing on what you ultimately want.
I love it. It was an incredible program when I went through it last year, and it just sounds like it's gotten better. I've been like following the journey along, and there's like so much value in here. And Crystal, Mariella, Dale are absolutely the dream team. So thank you for sharing. I'll make sure all the info is easy for people to find in the show notes. And Crystal, thank you so much for joining me today, sharing all your expertise and wisdom with our audience. It was so much fun.
From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for being a part of this growing community. If you enjoyed listening to this free episode, the most impactful thing you can help us do is head over to leave a review or forward this episode to a copywriter or entrepreneur friend who you know would head nod along to today's conversation and use the key takeaways to create more growth in their own business. Thank you for your support and catch you next time.